Welcome back. It's the Trading Day Podcast. We're moving along here. We got episode number 21. It's the road trip nutrition tips to stay on track. Why stress and willpower drop at the end of the week. And open Q&A training questions. I've been saying this on a few podcasts. I'm going to New Jersey. So one of the struggles I feel, not only me, but my clients who travel a lot for work, business, vacation, travel, leisure, is how the hell do you stay on track nutritionally, you know, eat right when you're at another country, at a hotel, going to unfamiliar territories, like, you know, how can you stay on track to make sure you're not ruining your gains? You work really hard during the week, allegedly, at this point. You worked hard in the gym, but, you know, got some PR. Had some fun, but how can you stay on track? All right, so let's dive in. So my top three. This is just a straight value podcast, so make sure that you like, you know, tell somebody if you're on a road trip. We're gonna dive right in, right? So we gotta hydrate. We're hydrating as soon as I wake up. 100 ounces of water. I spoke about the importance of water in the previous podcast. Essentially, water does so much, but it boosts your metabolism, allows you to feel more energetic, improves your performance, but it flushes all the toxins out, which allows for better digestion, just better bodily functions. You feel more alive, and your muscles won't cramp, especially if you're working out. It's going to allow you to not only perform better, but look better, look not bloated, look like get those extra that waste out of you, so it ultimately not only boosts your metabolism, will get you lighter because everything is working on all the cylinders. It's gonna also fight the appetite, the hunger, the craving. If your stomach is full of water, not like, you know, excessively, but if you have a decent amount of water, you're not worried about like, oh, let me grab these chips. Oh, let me grab this candy all day. Oh, my coworker made me some bagels to go. Let me grab those and muffins and, you know, Dunkin' Donuts. Like, because when you're traveling, you're driving by Dunkin' Donuts. You're driving by McDonald's. You're driving by the pancake factory over there in Brooklyn, which I'm probably going to stop by. And it's more of a, it helps you prepare your mind for what's going on, what's going to happen. It's like, for lack of a better word, it's like staying faithful in a relationship where you got all these tenderonies trying to throw it at you, right? But you're like, hey, I'm staying committed, right? Like, I'll keep my eyes on my own paper, keep my eyes right here. Like, that's the point. You know, that's just the best analogy I could get. It's hard, both are hard, right? You know, some people like polyamorous diets, you know, you got to stay committed. That's just what it is. So I think the water kind of provides that, gives you that guardrail, makes everything kind of, you have to think about it, like, how is this food going to make me feel in an hour? Is it worth it? So sometimes breaking a diet is worth it because you realize that at the end of the day, you didn't really need that three extra slices of pizza or those three extra drinks. Maybe you could have just stuck with the water or the tea or the coffee or had the one beer, you know, and get right and stay right back with the major meal or, like, you know, whatever it is. So the water fills the gap. It fills it fills the gap for you. So keep that in mind. Water, and it's cheap, obviously. Maybe you're going to be peeing a lot, but it's worth it. Would you rather be peeing a lot or gaining all kind of weight and looking crazy and have foggy mind and yada yada yada. So keep the water. Black coffee is also really good as well. That's a good appetite suppressant. Number two, avoid the extra fried foods, drinks, like I just said, and the comfort late night foods. I think that the drinks and the late night foods go together because usually when you're drinking, you don't really want to worry about late food. You want to worry about, like, you know, the hotel food or, you know, whatever it is, the late night food runs. Yeah, I would stay away from all that. The extra fries, because remember, these restaurants are good at what they do. They know how to get you coming back and spending more money. If you ever go to a fast food spot, even if you're on the way innocently, and you say you go to Wendy's, my kids love Wendy's, nuggets and fries is really all that my son eats, but their medium drink or small drink is enormous. It's unreal how big that drink is. That's little, you can drink on 5 to 6 pounds over a weekend, you know? So you just, that's why we're putting the water in, you know? It's gonna make you feel like your one day is messed up, months of progress, and that's not the case. Just avoid the fast foods, the extra fried foods, the extra, just, you know what I'm talking about, the extra donuts and the, you're just on vacation, right? And we're gonna get to the major point of vacation and road trips later on, but just, don't have to track your food, I don't really think so, but you know at this point how to eat correctly. It's just about being an adult, honestly. About being an adult. Grilled chicken, salmon, egg whites, right? If you're going in the morning, so if you're going, if you're traveling, and you stop by a rest stop, like I'm probably in Jersey, you know I'm gonna read you a list of a few things from Healthline you can try, but just stay, if you want Starbucks, fine, but just stay away from the extra, like, just do better. You see all types of sugar content in it. It's all kind of calories with just caramel syrup here and there. Just do better. Just know it's not gonna put you in the right position. You can do it. You might even have one stop where you just get a little nasty. A little nasty food, as I said. Get a little high calorie, high sugary food, and just end it there. But don't eat like. Don't continue to party. Keep this party going. You know, because the longer you keep this party going while eating, the harder it's gonna get back on track. So just keep that in mind. All right, and the late night food. Listen, if it's 2 a.m. and you feel like you gotta order some food, grab an apple, put some peanut butter on it, and just go back to bed. Because now you're gonna go down the slippery slope of just calories, of just eating your stress and guilt and trying to keep the good times going. You're gonna wake up in the morning, and you're gonna be very upset through a lapse of judgment. I understand. I've been there. Not worth it. Peanut butter, apple, go to bed. Or grab a, put a protein shake on the side of your bed, go back to bed. Don't do it, player. Don't do it. And then this isn't really a, this is like a, just a mindset tip, I guess, but you know, start and end the day with protein and gratitude. So I put gratitude in there, but protein, like I said, you can start with a shake, the own shake, that's fine. That, what that's going to do is also with the water, is going to fight off the craving. Protein allows you to feel fuller without, like you'll feel fuller for longer. So what I do is you can have a bowl of oatmeal, 1 cup of oatmeal, 1 cup of lactate milk, put it in with some cinnamon. That will allow you to hold the hunger over. So when you're not, when you're driving by all these fast food joints, they don't look so sexy. And you have to have it, okay? Don't do it. Start the day with protein, and then when you end the day with protein, that's gonna avoid the late night cravings that you wake up at 2 a.m. Like me, that's my weak spot. And when I wake up at 2 a.m., I'm grabbing all kinds of food out the fridge. I don't care what it is, Cap'n Crunch, Cheerios, anything, you name it, I'm grabbing it. And it's usually not good. Chips. I don't even know what I'm eating. I'm just closed. My eyes are closed. I'm just trying to get the hunger pain out of my stomach because I want to go back to sleep. So those three tips: hydrating, avoiding the extra fried foods, starting in your day with protein, and gratitude will help you. One note on the gratitude note: gratitude is just a way of being. So instead of like complaining about, hey, I'm not looking like this, or I wish I had more of this or more of that, it's just like, I want to be where I'm at right now, but I want to be grateful of what I'm doing. I'm thankful that I worked out 2 days this week, even though I want to work out 4. I'm thankful. I'm grateful that I have the chance to travel and work out or travel and be with my friends and family. It gets you out this toxic mindset. And, you know, I don't do this as much as I did during COVID, but it really kept me sane during COVID. It kept a lot of my clients sane. And to this day, it still keeps me sane. So keep that in mind. Here's some quick. Let's get into some road snack, road trip snacks, right, from Healthline. I don't agree with all of them, but they're just some ideas to get you going. So, number one, right, we got the fresh fruit and nut butter. Sure. I don't know. sounds like a banana and peanut butter to me. Maybe, yeah, some trail mix. Not my favorite, but if it works for you, it works. A protein bar or granola bar. There we go. There we go. Any kind of protein bar or granola bar. Energy bites. Energy balls. Yeah, sure. I'm putting all the notes, the visuals in the show notes, so make sure you take a look. They got the nuts and seed. Obviously, the seeds help you lower your blood sugar levels. Sunflower seeds help. Very easy to pack and travel with. Fruit and veggie trips. Yeah. Kale chips. Oh, God. Yeah. Unsweetened yogurt. Banger. Right here. Yogurt is great. Greek yogurt is fantastic. Unsweetened is because, obviously, the sugar. But it usually has a little more protein. Chobani is pretty good. Oikos. Oikos is a great yogurt option. That's what I have. Obviously, if it's hot, I would watch the spoilage. But, you know, you can add. So if you have the yogurt, you can start combining this. You can add the yogurt with the seeds and some of the fruit. There we go. Roasted chickpeas. I don't even know what the hell that is. I mean, I don't know. They're high in protein, high in fiber, magnesium, folate, and zinc. Yeah, I mean, do you? Hard-boiled eggs are fantastic. Avocados, cheese and crackers, dark chocolate, and almonds. So those are some simple snacks for the road. Remember, you know, it's going to help you save money, save calories, lose the weight, give that a shot. Okay. So remember, the point of your vacation is to get the stress relief, to have fun. Okay. You can think of 4 to 5 things that are stressful. If you're alive, you have problems. If you're alive, you have stress, you experience stress. You experience these things, and it's good to get away quarterly or whatever you have to do, whatever you can afford, whatever you can do for yourself. One of the major reasons that people are not having, this goes right to the next point, one of the major reasons that our willpower and willpower drops at the end of the week is because of stress. Simply note it, it's just stress. When you're highly stressed, I mean, you're trying to keep everything together. You know, by the end of the week, you know you have a little mental release, and now you're thinking about, oh, I just have to make it to Friday. You know, it's Tuesday, you're thinking about Friday because you're fucking stressed, which is fine. When Friday comes, guess what? No holds barred. Saturday, you're just eating and drinking as if Monday's not going to come back again. So when it comes to your willpower, it's like your ability to say no to the shit that you shouldn't be doing and stay on track. Like, you have to stay on track, and that's tiring. It takes a little bit of mental oomph out of you. You know what I mean? So when the mental oomph, when you have high stress and when you have high stress, the willpower is so low, almost as low as the wins the Jets are going to have this year. Almost as low as how many times Tom Brady has beat Eli Manning. Almost as low as how many. You know what? I'll stop there because I don't want to get carried away. But you get what I'm saying. You cannot be super stressed and expect to eat like super stressed and make conscious, healthy decisions. Because when you're stressed, you want to make decisions that feel good around food. It's usually procrastinating, it feels good, you're stressed, and eating food you should not be eating excessively. Vacation can help with that. And one study I want to show you or explain to you from the American Psychological Association. One of the reasons that blood pressure, especially amongst men, is higher, type 2 diabetes as well, obesity, is through stress. Now, stress itself doesn't do that, but how people cope with stress is through unhealthy eating behaviors. So, 38% of adults have overeaten or eaten unhealthy foods in the past 8 months due to stress. Half of these adults engage in this behavior weekly or more. 33% of adults report an overeating or eating unhealthy foods, say, because of stress, and it distracts them. So keep that in mind. This is from the American Psychological Association. Once again, I'll be in the show notes. So keep it in mind that the way you handle stress will affect your willpower, which will allow you to not eat right, which will gain the weight and make your shit feel like it's not worth it. Makes you feel like you just want to get the surgery, like I would say, which is not a cop out all the time, but if it's not extenuating medical conditions, then, you know, that applies. All right. I want to talk about, so we're going right into the open Q&A now. The question of the day is going to talk about, like, soreness. Working out, like, how do I know I'm not working out hard enough? I was with one of my online clients, just doing a little in-person check-in with him. Every once in a while I do it. He said, how do I know I'm working hard enough? I want to feel sore after every workout, like the muscles are working. So much to unpack there. But straightest point is just this. Soreness doesn't happen after every workout. It doesn't mean that you're working like less efficient. You have to think of it like, when you're at work, how do you measure effectiveness, right? Like, is it you want to feel every day, if you feel tired after work and exhausted and beat to hell, does that indeed mean you had a successful work day? No, it just means you're just tired. It's just a rough day, but you're not. It didn't really mean it's a super successful day. And on the contrary, you can have a super successful day at work and really feel like you did nothing because you were efficient. So when working out comes, when you're sore, it just happens because, you know, maybe you lift a little bit heavier weight, maybe you went a little bit slower, maybe you hit some muscles that you haven't used in a very long time, and as a result, new blood flow, there's new stress, there's new tension, and they are activated, they're woken up. But over time, the more you train, the better you get at it, soreness isn't a thing that could mean a good workout, you know. There's also something called DOMS, delayed onset muscle soreness, which means that it could happen up to 72 hours after a workout. So you can work out on a Monday, legs, and then say that Wednesday or Thursday you start to feel it. So once again, that just means that it just took a long time for your body to just react. But if you went to a workout every day, if you tried to get sore from workout every day, every workout, I mean, you're probably going to get hurt. You're probably going to hate your life. You're not going to look forward to it. And you're going to quit eventually. Because to be sore, you kind of have to beat the hell out of yourself. Heavier weight, go slower, you know, add this here, add that here. You know, it's not hard to make your muscles get sore. Just grab a weight, I'll give you a simple example. Do a bunch of curls, bicep curls, until you get tired, like until you feel the burning in your arm, and just do 10 more. You'll feel sore the next day. Does that mean that, now, that doesn't mean that you're going to have bigger biceps. You're probably going to tear something if you keep it up, but that's just the concept. Now I was telling my client, like, hey, listen, I know you want to feel sore. I know you want to feel like your shirt is sweaty. That it's a good workout, but I want you to think of it like this. Your workout, if you were at work, just like you have benchmarks, at the end of the month, to show your effectiveness, what you're doing, all this stuff. Your workout should have benchmarks too. You're only doing three or four things significantly, maybe even two to three. Lifting heavy weight, more reps, going slower, cutting down your rep time. These are all things that we can focus on, that we focus on. But with him, it was more so, it's like for him, it wasn't like any of those things. It was just lifting a little bit more weight, but also focusing on form. Focusing on what we call the eccentric which is the weight down. Focusing on not hurting your shoulders and your back, focus on slowing down and you'll build more muscle. Now, you may not feel super sore every workout, but with better form and better technique, you'll lift better, have more results, have quality workouts, and see quality results, obviously with nutrition. So it's never about intensity, picking up more and more so I can feel sore and sore. It's more so about efficiency, lifting smarter weights, knowing my body type. This hurts my joints. How can I still see muscle growth and feel stronger and get healthier, but not eliminate this lunge because it's killing my knee, right? So how do you know if you're working out hard enough to answer your question? Every week, you can add some reps. Not weights, but reps. Or you can go slower. So for example, I'll put a video. You want to make sure that you're going slower because that activates much more muscle, up to 30%. And over time, the only way you'll know if you're getting better is if your pictures are changing, your form is improving, your joints aren't hurting, you feel better about yourself, your clothes are fitting better. That's how you know. But a single workout effectiveness is not getting hurt in the gym, lifting better, raising awareness, and just enjoying yourself. All right, I hope that made sense. If you have any questions, shoot me an email. The email's in the show description. I hope I didn't ramble too much. I love to answer questions, putting you guys in the driver's seat. If this is helpful, make sure you share it with a friend and enjoy it. And let me know what you think. Follow me on Instagram, Hassania. Love to connect. Have a good one.